Nog steeds in Londen, het Museum of Brands, Packaging and Advertising. We hebben in vorige uitzendingen al gelopen met Maxwell. Maxwell, people want to come. Is it in the center of London here, the museum?
We're quite central. We're in the fashionable Notting Hill area. We're 2 minutes from the world-famous Portobello Road Market. But we're down a nice, lovely British, familiar London street. Mm-hmm. So we're tucked away of the peace of London, but yeah. Very, very easy to find.
Okay. About maybe say 70 years back in time at the moment now.
Yes, we're in the 1940s at the moment. So you can see the wartime packaging, and the magazines that they had during the time, and the posters and the propaganda from Britain, and the comics and the books. So it's a real interesting kind of period to be standing in front of to see what time was like. These were the objects that people were seeing in their everyday, that they were using, that they were reading.
Yeah, it's about the people at that time.
Exactly.
The
people, and our museum is all about the everyday items that people use or buy or see in the shops. Things that sometimes get forgotten, like here we've got packets of soap and toothpaste. Nowadays we would just throw that away, but if these had been thrown away, we wouldn't have a snapshot of what the everyday products were in the 1940s.
Ja, gelukkig zijn de verpakkingen bewaard. Je ziet bijvoorbeeld Colgate, de verpakking van tandpasta, McLean's, Kleenex tissues. Heel veel van die merken bestaan nog steeds. Okay.
And the time tunnel it goes from the Victorian period through to the present day. So we're now walking into the 50s. We've got the second London Olympics. We've got a souvenir guide there. You can see the first TVs as we walk into the 50s. The first TVs that were purchased. So it's a real evolution as you walk through and see our products and the products that have shaped us over the past century.
Voor elke vitrine kun je eigenlijk een uur blijven staan. Er is zoveel te zien van boven naar beneden. En je ziet ook alle uitvindingen uit die jaren. Zo zie ik hier bijvoorbeeld om het huishouden te doen. Een soort wringer. Wasmachines. Allemaal uitvindingen, radio, televisie, waarschijnlijk al de eerste cassette recorders die er gaan komen. Alles in een display, met een hele grote vitrine is van boven naar beneden gevuld met ook weer speelgoed, reclamedozen. Het is allemaal bewaard. Who has collected it all?
Robert Opie is the guy that collected everything that you see. He began collecting at the age of 16. He bought a packet of Munch's chocolates in Inverness. And thought to himself, if I throw this away, then that record of this object is lost. So from then he began collecting. He's been collecting 51 years now. He's still involved in the museum, still adding to it all the time as new packaging comes available. So this is all his stuff, and I think he's done a remarkable job of collecting such.
Yeah, je zou bijna zin krijgen om zelf te gaan verzamelen. Te verzamelen als begonnen op 16-jarige leeftijd. Dus bewaar een aantal dingen, gooi niet alles weg. Hier staan we zelfs voor een jukebox met meer dan 200 singles.
Yeah, you don't see many of these very often anymore. And it's just so huge. Imagine what we have now, a tiny, tiny iPod. This is a real highlight, I think, of this period.
Okay. Helemaal terug in de tijd. We lopen naar de 60er jaren. En ook hier zie je behalve vele verpakkingen ook heel veel radio's staan. Het is eigenlijk ook nog eens een museum waarbij je heel veel producten uit die tijd ziet. Radio's. Ik zie zelfs een sticker met I Love Caroline on 199. Dat komt ons bekend voor op de 199 meter. Want er staat ook Radio Mi Amigo. Radio en televisies worden hier verzameld. En ook een aantal bladen uit die tijd. Radio Times zie ik hier liggen. Maar Maxwell, de Beatles.
The Beatles, yeah. Obviously, we couldn't be in the 60s without having the Beatles. Mm. Obviously, their faces were on everything, as you can see here. Guidebooks, records, toys, games. They really were a highlight of the period. And so much things were made voor them.
En heel veel dingen uit de tijd van de Beatles, ook speelgoed en allerlei producten. Ik zie Draft, Omo, Persil, Duitsland. Producten die wij nog steeds hebben.
They're all products that people would have been using, yeah. That could have got thrown away, but we still have them here.
Yeah.
As a snapshot of the time. The World Cup in England in 1966. Yeah. Again, another period where all these products were made and produced with special World Cup branding. Mm-hmm. The mascot of the time. And the toys that they created. Yeah. And something like here, we've got just a cereal packet that has been branded especially for the World Cup. We might think that might be a kind of modern phenomenon, like the World Cup in Brazil recently. Everything suddenly had Brazilian colours, but it was happening in the 60s as well.
And I think everyone knows about the 1966 World Cup because there was something with Bob Charlton at that time. I remember.
Yeah, it's certainly here in the UK and in England especially. It's certainly a memorable year. Yeah.
This is not a small museum, I think.
It's not a small museum. The collection, as I say, 12,000 objects is a lot. And when you walk through this tunnel, there is just so much to see. We get many visitors that say when they get to the end, we've got to come back because we haven't seen everything.
Yeah.
And people, when they do come back, they always say they've seen something new that they missed the first time. Yeah. So it's not small.
Je kijkt hier je ogen uit. Wij stoppen hier bij de 70e jaren met onder andere ook wel singles, want dat is ook verpakking en reclame van de Monkees, onder andere Dave Clark 5, Manfred Mann. Allemaal idolen uit die tijd die gecombineerd hier worden in het museum met allerlei producten die destijds gebruikt werden en waar reclame voor gemaakt werd. People want to know more about the museum. They have to come.
They do have to come, yeah, to actually get a real sense of it. They have to come and visit, but they can also visit our website, www.museumofbrands.com.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.